A long time ago, at a newspaper far, far away, an editorial columnist has crossed over to the dark side with a sinister plan to control all the sports in the Treasure Valley.
I woke up this morning embarrassed to be a sports writer.
It was a fruitful time for athletics, but evil has an ugly name. Darth Prater, the self-proclaimed ruler of a once free society.
I consider myself the Emperor of Garden City. I stand at my backyard and talk to the people.
His plan was ingenious. Start by controlling youth sports.
Take the little kids' soccer fields away from them. Build a strip mall there, include a Hooters.
The evil Emperor of Garden City, Darth Prater, would then destroy the television talking heads one at a time.
If I have to sit and watch David Augusto for 3 hours in the fall, I'll turn off my television.
Prater, if he wants to turn off the television, be my guest, because I'm not looking for approval from Prater.
Let me challenge you, man to man. Go to a Boise State gymnastics meet and see if you don't get hooked.
And if anyone tried to interfere with his sinister plan, they would meet the same fate.
There's nothing wrong with a little healthy sex appeal in sports.
Now you're going to be our moral judge about our lifestyle. This is not how you become more popular in Boise.
That is absolutely 100% false.
Once Darth Prater's evil plan was set in motion, it was impossible to stop. He would befriend the powerful minor league franchise owners.
Mike, you're an astute sports guy. You and I have had a couple of serious business lunches, and you counseled me, and I try to listen to your counsel.
And then go after the most recognizable sports franchise in the Valley, Boise State Football.
You guys need to adopt a blanket policy. Flat out, we will not play 1AA opponents, period, anymore.
I disagree with you.
Why is that?
Because you got to fill out the home schedule.
No, I understand. Scheduling football.
I don't think you do.
It's the toughest thing that Gene Blaymeyer does.
What could cause the evil Emperor of Garden City, Darth Prater, to hatch such an evil plan? One too many phone calls asking for more prep sports coverage? Or perhaps a strange fetish that dates back to his early childhood?
I kind of have a little goat fascination. I love goats.
Or it could be a dark secret.
Jeff Kays, I am your father.
We may never know.